The student leaders who are here participated in an opinion poll that said 64% of the student leaders do not believe in the COPAC draft document and are ready to vote no. 7% said they will not vote, and the other 30% said they will vote yes. The individual organizations that participated in this meeting had their own organizational positions on the draft constitution. Of the 5 organizations that met with COPAC, 2 student organizations were clear that they will vote no, and the other 3 were still uncertain and are in the process of still interrogating the document together with their membership.
What exactly did some of the students oppose in the document?
The students felt that the whole constitutional debate and arrangements hinged really on about 5 key issues. And their audit clearly spelled out that of those 5 fundamental themes, only 2 were dealt with successfully. And of those 2 that were really dealt with, there were still drawback clauses that were provided. For example, under the section on the right to education, there are drawback clauses, for example, that take away that right and make it subject to the availability of funds to the state. Number 2, the students are not happy that their parents who work and toil every day do not have right to a living wage in this constitution, meaning they will continue to serve at the mercy of their employers and so forth. The constitution simply guarantees them a fair and reasonable wage. But who defines what is fair? Who defines what is reasonable?